Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us Reverend Mark Dawes, Media and Communications Director of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. This week's broadcast is sponsored by the Lighthouse Missionary Church in Hanover. The pastor, Reverend Ronald Webster, and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9:30. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
It's time again for the holidays, with pain and sorrow miles away. But in my spirit, I gotta say, there's no Christmas without you.
Your gift?
Your gift of love.
Yeah.
Such a sacrifice to give, sent from above, so that we shall forever live.
So with our voice.
So with our voices lifted high.
Hallelujah.
And praises reach us to the sky.
Jesus, you're.
Jesus, you're the reason why. There's no Christmas without you.
Your day will give us a party.
Good morning. Today, the Grace Hour continues a series begun last week on the subject, Why God Became Man. Again, we return to Hebrews chapter 2 to help us grasp this subject. We continue our focus on verses 14 and 15, which reads, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself," speaking of the Lord Jesus, "likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Today I would like to offer two reasons why God became man. The first reason is found in verse 14. That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. God became man so that he might experience death. Jesus became man so that he could die. The purpose of the incarnation is that Jesus, the Messiah, would die. And in dying, Jesus would destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. What does it mean, destroy him who had the power of death? Well, to destroy means to render powerless. It means to incapacitate. So through the death of Christ, the power of Satan has been wiped out over death. Yes, Satan is still running up and down and doing evil, but he's a defeated foe. He knows that God's final judgment on him is near. You may rightly ask, in what way did the devil have the power of death? In this way. The devil is the author of sin. It is the devil that introduced sin into this world. As a consequence of sin, death entered into the world. The devil, working through Adam, engineered sin and death. The devil is the author of sin and death. Sin is the brainchild of the devil. Sin is what the devil planted in Adam and Eve's mind, which resulted in the fall and death. We are told in Romans 3:23 that the wages of sin is death. And we are also told in Romans 5, verse 12, that just as through one man, that is Adam, sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. The realm of death has a peculiar ruler in the person of the devil. The devil deceives people in sin. He's the great deceiver. By Christ's death and Christ's resurrection, he overthrew the devil. By Christ's death and resurrection, Christ overthrew the kingdom of darkness by destroying the prince of darkness. What Christ accomplished on the cross was divine triumph over the devil and the devil's demons. For this purpose, the writer of 1 John in chapter 3, verse 8 said, "For the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Paul, writing in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, said, having disarmed principalities and powers, he, that is Jesus, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So the first reason God became man is that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. The second reason God became man is found in verse 15. However, to get the context, let's read again from verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. From verse 15, we learn that God became man in order to liberate us from the fear of death. There is a fear of death that is deep in the human soul. This fear of death is especially chronic in the souls of non-Christians. Woody Allen, the actor and film director, spoke for many when he once said, I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens. A reason for this chronic fear of death that non-Christian people have is linked to the fear of judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Except for those who will be alive when Christ returns, death is an appointment we all have to keep. When it comes to your appointment with death, you can't wiggle out of that appointment. When it comes to your appointment with death, you'll have to show up yourself. You can't send a representative. The devil's work is to induce fear of death. And this is evident in verse 15. It says there that God in Christ became man in order to release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The more we fear death, the more we engage in empty rituals. The more we fear death, the more we avoid dealing with eternal issues. The more we fear death, the more we make efforts at self-righteousness. Some people try to nullify that fear of death by going on drugs, getting drunk, or simply living in denial. The death of Christ is designed to liberate us from the fear of death and the tyranny of Satan's rule and reign. Hence, when we have repented of our sins and surrendered our lives to Christ and come into the experience of salvation from sin, then we can say like the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54 and 55, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? When you have salvation through Jesus Christ, you can stare death in the face and mock death and say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? When you have surrendered your life to Christ, you can approach the grave with confidence rather than with cowardice. Thankfully, there are some Christmas carols that have captured this truth. O come, Emmanuel is an example. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. Here's another carol. Come, thou long-expected Jesus. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us. Let us find our rest in thee. There's also, God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy. Your tidings will be that of comfort and joy when you repent of your sins, surrender your life to Christ, receive His forgiveness, and live in the power of God's Holy Spirit. Until you experience salvation through Jesus Christ for your sins, then Satan will continue to have the power to haunt you with his tyranny and the fear of death. Until next week, may God continue to bless you greatly.
If you desire to surrender your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, we ask that you send us an email at mcaj@cwjamaica.com or call us during our office hours at 876-924-1378. That number once again, 876-924-1378. Thanks once again to the Lighthouse Missionary Church in Hanover for sponsoring this morning's broadcast. The pastor, Reverend Ronald Webster, and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9:30. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and it is our prayer that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.
Jesus, your